We have a new awesome foursome.
It's super humble to be and be sitting in this bike that those legends have, you know, been in before. You watch them racing when you're growing up, you get more involved in the sport, you see them win tight races in Atlanta and Barcelona, and you just want to be part of that history.
Roo, this is massive. The best thing to come out of the Riverland.
Yeah, Alex Hill, gold medalist on Triple M. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, boys. How you going?
Yeah. What's the partying like in Tokyo? Pretty good? Have you had a bit of a crack?
Oh, yeah, no, we've had a little bit of a crack. This is with our crew that have all finished now, so we've had a bit of fun. It's been good.
Are you still in the Olympic Village?
We are, yeah, we're still in the Olympic Village now, so we've got one more night here. We watch the eights come down the track today, and then we head back home tomorrow.
Fantastic, mate. Well done, everyone. I know it's all cliched, but it's true. We are all so proud, mate. When we see a local lad like you win a gold medal, you've got to understand people in lounge rooms all over Australia are just jumping up and down, mate. So just well done on behalf of everybody. I want to go right back to the start. I read this week where you're a young boy, you come down to PAC College, and you weren't even into rowing. And you were on an ergo one day just doing some training, and someone walked past and said, mate, you should be in the rowing team. Is that how it unfolded?
Yeah, mate, pretty much. Like, I mean, back in when I was at Loxton High School, we sort of did a bit of a come and try day of rowing. And I sort of did that for one day, and then so I sort of knew a bit about it. And then when I went down to PAC, my sister was actually rowing at the time as well. So, when that coach would come and tap me on the shoulder and ask me to have a crack, I was like, yeah, sure. And it turned out I wasn't too bad at it, and here we are.
Well, I read an article the other day, Alex, just to do a little bit of prep. They said you're the best rower in the world, so you're not too bad at it.
That's massive.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thanks, mate.
Hey, this would be a funny question, but do you actually like it?
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoy it. I definitely enjoy it. I wouldn't do it. It's a fair bit of hard work like that. So if I didn't enjoy it, I definitely wouldn't be doing it, that's for sure.
Can I tell you, it's the worst piece of equipment in the gym. Do you find rowing as hard as we do or not?
Ditch can't breathe. Give him a bit of advice. He reckons he can't breathe when he does it.
It used to be like that, but I suppose now I struggle, buddy, going for a run or something like that. I find that rowing machine easier.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, I read that, I don't think your parents have spent a birthday with you for 11 years or something like that. And, the sacrifices you make, what would you like to say to your mum and dad who are back in the Riverland?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without them. You know, they mean absolutely everything to me. Obviously thank them for everything. I'm just absolutely looking forward to getting back and coming back and celebrating with them.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what about your family history? Sturt fans listening this morning would be absolutely pumped to know that Malcolm Hill is your grandfather. Gee, he went all right, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he was super pumped. I gave him a phone call, after the race and yesterday morning. He was absolutely over the moon. So, can't wait to come back and see him as well, for sure.
So he played in a premiership at Hawthorn Roo in 1961 and then played in three flags for Sturt when Sturt were just the absolute powerhouse.
He used to live and run the Berry Pub, playing the flag up there, and then Sturt say, well, you better come down. I reckon you can play. Come down and play in a premiership for Sturt as well.
That's right.
How good's
that?
What's going to come up for you? What plans you got in the next couple of weeks? What are the government looking at doing for the gold medalists? Have you got some big plans coming up?
Oh, mate, I'm not too sure. Not too sure at the moment. We've obviously got to head home and do our 2 weeks in quarantine. And then, hopefully I'll be able to head back into SA after that. So we fly into Sydney to do two weeks there, and hopefully I'll be able to come back into Adelaide, and I'm not 100% sure what's going on at the moment, but I think we're playing a bit by ear, but just trying to enjoy the moment, I suppose.
Silver in Rio, gold in Tokyo, the next Olympics, are you going to have a crack at that? You'll be, 31-ish?
Yeah, well, it's only 3 years away, this one, so I'm not too sure. I think I'll take a little bit of time away and regather, but we'll see if we've got anything going for Paris.
Yeah.
Paris.
Alex, I hope this isn't a dumb question. I'm not sure. But I'm always fascinated to see, like you mentioned the eights before. So when we see the eights row, or in your case, the fours, How on earth do you go through the selection process? For example, how would they say, oh, that bloke out of South Australia, he'd be good in the number three seat? Or like, because when I watch it on TV as someone uneducated, you're all rowing in unison, you all look the same. How on earth do they select who would be good and who's a better rower than someone else?
So basically, we're all in our like pre-seasons. We're all in smaller boats, so we're in like singles and pairs. And so you've sort of got to select yourself off of a smaller boat as to where you kind of rank in the squad.
Yep.
And then sort of they'll have their like Rowing Australia will sort of choose what boats they kind of want to target or what boats they want to sort of put you in from there. And then you've got to sort of seat race your way into cruise, which is basically, you know, like three or four races a day, swapping seats to then see sort of work out what margins are, you know, who's beating someone in the seat, or, you know, who works best in what seat, or stuff like that. I mean, generally in a big boat, for instance, they'll have the bigger, taller guys, the bigger engine sort of sitting in the middle.
Yep.
Sort of being like the coal shovelers, I suppose. And the guys with a bit more finesse and a bit more touch, sort of on either ends of the boat.
Good stuff, mate. Hey, we had a look online at some photos of you. Geez, you're a bit of a chubby little fella. Have you seen those photos that are on the internet?
You're a porker.
What a cracking photo.
Yeah, that was a good photo up there. Last night, me in a jumper on my first day of school. That was a good one.
I think we're going to put that up on the Triple M socials. Absolute cracky. You've transformed your body shape brilliantly. So well done, mate. The whole South Australia's proud. The Riverland will be proud. Loxton North will be proud. And, there's plenty of good little country people, boys and girls, that are winning gold medals. It's a great lesson for anyone out there in the bush that you can be a world champion or a gold medalist from anywhere. Well done, mate.
Good on you, Alex.
Yeah, it's been thanks. Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Well done. Alex Hill, boy from the Riverland, has won gold in the fours at the rowing. What a great story.